Medical Sports Coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
This broadcast is presented by the sports-minded sponsors you'll hear on this radio sports presentation. And now, for exciting high school volleyball action, let's go courtside.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody, from Lincoln View High School up near Van Wert. I'm Rob Weaver. Neil Spencer is alongside here, the engineer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. And Cole Mollenkamp is back at the studios in Fort Recovery, running the controls back there, keeping us on the air on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Eric Catterly is our studio producer at the radio station, WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, as we are providing you exclusive live coverage of the Fort Recovery and Crestview volleyball match here this evening. The Crestview Knights and the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
Judy's Landscaping, located 3 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Route 49, has all the fall decorating supplies you'll need. Judy's Landscaping offers complete landscaping and planting of trees. Judy's has pumpkins, gourds, Indian corn, and much, much more. You'll like the satisfaction you get from Eric Judy of Judy's Landscaping and Fruit Farm, 3 miles north of Fort Recovery on Ohio State Route 49.
JR Manufacturing is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics. One of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products, JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talent in maintenance, production, engineering, skilled trades, and management. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
At the Thane Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the Thane Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Taking care of you. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein. Large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get ready for the return of Cooper Farms Turkey Trot 5K. After a year off, we're ready to gobble our way through St. Henry on Saturday, November 6th, all while benefiting Everhart Hospice. In-person registration begins at 9 a.m. with race beginning at 10 a.m. The flat 3.1-mile course will start and finish at Cooper Farms Processing in St. Henry. Water will be provided on the course with chip timing provided by Speedy Feet. Following the race, enjoy a delicious hot turkey meal, carry-out style. For pricing and full race details, visit SpeedyFeet.com and search for the Cooper Farms Turkey Trot.
Back here at Lincoln View High School, it's Crestview and Fort Recovery in the second match up here this evening. The first match went to the favored Lincoln View Lady Lancers as Lincoln View easily defeated Wayne Trace 25-11, 25-18, and 25-20. Lincoln View, the number two seed in this sectional district at Van Wert. Number one seed is St. Henry. Tonight's matchup, St. Henry will be taking on Kaleida this evening. And it will be Ottoville against Marion Local. Again, here at Lincoln View. Lincoln View, tangled with Wayne Trace, was the winner 3-0. And Fort Recovery now taking on Crestview in this next matchup coming up. Other MAC teams that are in action here tonight at Elida. Number one seed New Bremen will take on number nine seed Waynesfield's Goshen. Number three seed Minster will take on number seven seed Ridgemont. And number two seed New Knoxville will take on number six seed Hardin Northern. At Clayton 1, number six seed Versailles will take on number 13 seed Tip City. At Kaleida, they have already played their first two matches. Coldwater defeated Delphus Jefferson on Monday, and then last night defeated Cary both 3-0. Parkway defeated Spencerville on Monday night, 3-0. And last night they beat Allen East, 3-0. So that'll put Coldwater against Parkway for the championship on Monday at 5:30. And actually, that'll be one of the semifinals of the district, Coldwater and Parkway on Monday at 5:30. And then the second semifinal in the district will be Liberty Benton, number one seed, taking on Ottawa Glandorf, number three seed. We'll be back here at Crestview, or at Lincoln View High School, I should say, taking on Crestview tonight. Fort Recovery and Lincoln. Try that again. Fort Recovery and Crestview tonight at Lincoln View High School here at Van Wert. We'll be back with the match in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Getting seed in the ground faster with more accuracy and consistency, it starts with your planter. With a variety of sizes and configurations to choose from, there's a Kinsey planter that's right for every field and every planter crop. Innovative planter technology improves speed, accuracy, and consistency, and provides convenient transport between fields. Come see the latest Kinsey planters today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kalp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Don't let the flu bug keep you and your family from staying healthy. As flu season gets underway, Kalp Pharmacy can help you prepare for this flu season. Kalp Pharmacy has a variety of over-the-counter cold and flu medication and is offering flu vaccines. Schedule your flu shot ahead of time by calling Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 1-800-686-2314. Or just stop in. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
This matchup tonight between Fort Recovery and Crestview is considered to be a sectional championship matchup here. The winner will go on to play Lincoln View on Tuesday of next week at Van Wert in the first round of the semifinals of the district tournament next Tuesday. If Fort Recovery is there, we'll, of course, be there to bring you the action. The other side, the other semifinal, will probably be, we're just guessing, probably be St. Henry against Marion Local next Tuesday in the first game at 5:30. Fort Recovery will take on Lincoln View in the second match if we win tonight. And you know, Crestview's a pretty good team, so Crestview rated number 3 in this district sectional and Fort Recovery rated number 4, so these two teams are just very, very close together. So tonight's match is certainly a toss-up. But anyway, if Fort Recovery wins tonight, they would play Lincoln View at 7 next Tuesday night at Van Wert. And again, as I say, if that happens, we'll be there with the broadcast for you here on the radio. Just giving you the Fort Recovery sectional lineup on the roster here tonight. We have Audra Bupp, a junior, followed by Marissa Garkey, a senior. Allison Follenkamp is a junior. Lily Luthold, a senior. Mara Pearson, a sophomore. Grace Klingshern, a junior. Keegan Fortkamp, a sophomore. Kennedy Mollenkamp, a freshman. Aubrey Kanapke, a senior. Grace Guggenbiller, a senior. Faith Wendell, a junior. Whitley Rammel, a senior. Also, Paige Guggenbiller, a sophomore. Kenzie Garkey is also on the sectional roster. She is a sophomore. And also, Autumn Judy is on the sectional roster tonight, who is a sophomore. Of course, the Lady Indians are coached by Travis Guggenbiller and assisted by Tiffany McEldowney, as well as Chloe Showalter and Teresa Lennertz for the Crestview Lady Knights. Looking for their coach, and I guess they didn't. Oh, here it is. Tammy Gregory. Tammy Gregory is the head coach of Crestview. Crestview 16-6 on the year. Fort Recovery is at 12-11 on the year. Fort Recovery defeated Delphi St. John's the other night in three sets, easily winning over Delphi St. John's. And Crestview did not play the other night. They had the bye, so this is their first matchup tonight in the sectional. And again, this is the sectional championship matchup here. Lincoln View won the other sectional championship, beating Wayne Trace tonight, 3-0 prior to this matchup. Two teams have been introduced to the fans in the stands. Nice crowd on hand here. Fort Recovery brought a nice group of folks over. And Crestview also has a decent crowd across the way. A reminder, the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians the best of luck in tonight's volleyball sectional championship. Go get them, Lady Indians, says Dr. Thomas Banta and Dr. Banta's staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Christy Hart on the, again, Family Dentistry Office staff. Dr. Tom Banta would love to be your family's dentist. He is accepting new patients. He's on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta. Fort Recovery will be serving throughout this match from our left to our right. They're off to the left of me here. Let's see. Out there for Fort Recovery, we have Grace Guggenbiller, Marissa Garkey. Keegan Fortcamp is also out there. Mara Pearson, Lily Luthold, and Whitley Rammel. And I'm not sure who is going to be serving first here. Crestview in their red jerseys. Very nice looking jerseys. Very easy to read. Lincoln View had really tough jerseys to read. White jerseys with light gold numbers. Now, that's rough to read from a distance that I'm at. I'm at the top of the bleachers here. Grace Guggenbiller will serve first for the Lady Indians. Here's the first serve. It's a good one. Dug out by Crestview. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery off a block. Keegan Fortcamp. And Keegan tried to set it to Whitley Rammel. And they're going to say that Crestview was in the net. Crestview would have had that point, but Crestview in the net, so give Grace Guggenbiller a service point, and it's 1-0, Lady Indians on top. There's a good serve, over quickly on the second hit by Crestview. Here's Whitley Rammel back to Crestview. Here's the set for the Lady Knights, the smash by the middle blocker, by the middle hitter, I should say. Whitley Rammel back over to Crestview, now back to Fort Recovery, going to call double hit on Crestview. Another service point for Grace Guggenbiller, and the Lady Indians are out to a quick 2-0 lead here in this first set of this sectional championship match. And here's the dig by Crestview. And what happened there? Fort Recovery hit it out of bounds, apparently, so Crestview will be serving. Going back to serve for them, it's going to be Bryn Putman. Putman's serve is good. Dug out by Marissa Garkey to Mara Pearson. Garkey will hit it back over from deep range. Crestview on the set. Here's the dink over by Crestview's middle hitter. Whitley Rammel sets for Lily Luthold, and Lily hits it out of bounds. Point for Crestview. Now 2-2. We're all tied up. Here comes the next serve. It's a good one. Dug out by Marissa Garkey to Keegan Fortcamp. Fortcamp sets for Whitley Rammel. And a block for Crestview. Looks like it might have been number three, Callie Gregory, with the block there for Crestview. 3-2. Crestview takes the lead now. Keegan Fortcamp sets for Mara Pearson. Another block. This time it's by Kennedy Kreider. Or correction, it's not Kreider, it's Maya Etzler with the block that time. Good serve by Crestview. And here's the hit back to Crestview. They can't play it. Foot recovery gets the kill. And I had looked away momentarily. I couldn't tell you who that kill was by. But anyway, foot recovery gets side out. It's now 4-3. Crestview with a one-point lead at the moment. Lily Luth hold on a good serve for Fort Recovery. Here's the set for Crestview. The hit back over by Maya Etzler. And Fort Recovery had a miss hit there. Whitley Rammel just couldn't get her fist on the ball. And it's side out to Crestview. It's now 5-3. Crestview with a two-point lead. Here's the serve now by Crestview's Callie Gregory. Freeballing it over is Aubrey Kanapke. Now here's the set for Crestview, and the hit over, and they got the kill. Adeline Figley with the kill. She just hit it where nobody was. Close to the net on the opposite side. It's now 6-3. Good serve there, Marissa Garkey to Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp kind of freeballs it over there. Here's the set for Crestview. Blocked by Whitley Rammel, and it's going to be Fort Recovery's point. Give Rammel with the block. Six to four, the score. Fort Recovery down by two, and here's Audra Bupp serving now for the Lady Indians. It is a good serve. Dug out by Crestview's Adeline Figley. Here's the dink over by Etzler, and she got the kill. Went off of two Lady Indians and out of bounds. Etzler with a kill to make it now 7-4. Crestview by three. And going back to serve is Maya Etzler. Maya, their middle hitter, she's only a sophomore. Wow, she's a tall young lady. Good serve by Etzler. Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel. Got it. Oh, they say it was out. They say the hit was out. Oh, my. That's a tough call. Service point for Maya Etzler. She'll serve again. It's now 8-4. And there is almost an ace serve, but Tegan Fortkamp saves the day. Free balls it over. Here's a smash and a block by Fort Recovery. Crestview plays it, free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Kanapke to Faith Wendell. Here's a smash by, yes, Whitley Rammel. It's in this time for the kill for Whitley. And that's her first kill of the evening, unless that one I missed a moment ago was. 8-5. Fort Recovery draws back to within three. Whitley Rammel will now serve. Boy, these are big matches here. You can't afford to fall behind one set to none. Here's the dink over, and they're going to call Fort Recovery in the net. That is going to be side out Crestview. Their libero will go back to serve now. That's Ellie Klein. Ellie's serve is a good one, dug out by Bupp. Here's the hit back over. Crestview plays it. Wendell bumps it. Here's the hit by Garkey. Crestview plays it again. Here's the smash. Blocked by Fort Recovery at the net. And Crestview got it over. No. They said it was under the net. So they didn't get it over. So Fort Recovery gets the point. Here's Tegan Fortkamp serving. It's 9-6. Tegan's serve is dug out there by Nevaeh Ross. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Kanapke will set for Marissa Garkey. A blast. And Crestview kept it alive, and they got the kill. Oh, boy. Tough luck there. Lacey McCoy with the kill. Serving now for the Crestview Lady Knights is Adeline Figley. Here's the set for Marissa Garkey, and she puts it down for the kill. Marissa Garkey gets her first kill of the night, and it's 10-7. Fort Recovery back to within three. Now Marissa Garkey will go back to serve for Fort Recovery. We're in the sectional championship match tonight from Lincoln View High School near Van Wert. It's Fort Recovery and Crestview battling here. Here's the dig by Crestview. The set and the hit. And they hit it out of bounds. Too much mustard by Bren Putman out of bounds on the far side on the cross-court hit. And so Fort Recovery picks up the point. Marissa Garkey with her first service point of the night. It's 10-8. Lady Indians Pola within two. Here's the next serve. Good one. And hitting it over on the second hit for Crestview. Back to Crestview again, and they get the kill there. Waiting on it at the net was Callie Gregory, and she gets the kill. It's side out Crestview. And Lacey McCoy will go back to serve for Crestview, who leads 11-8. And service error. There's your first service error of the night by either team. That was a low line drive, and it just went too far out of bounds over the end line. So here's Grace Guggenbiller serving for the second time tonight. Good serve by Grace. The set and the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp, Grace Guggenbiller free-balling it back as Mara Pearson, and she was off balance and couldn't keep it in bounds. Side out. Well, serving here is Bryn Putman. Good serve to Kanapke, Tegan Fortkamp. Lily Luthold on the hit. It's blocked by Crestview. They're going to give that to Kennedy Kreider on the block. 13-9 now. Crestview with the lead here. Good serve there. Here's what do we got now? Double hit is called on Fort Recovery. And Coach Guggenbiller wants timeout as Fort Recovery has fallen behind here 14-9 in this first set against Crestview. We'll be back in just a moment.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Rob Weaver here at Lincoln View High School, where Tom Bryan was the athletic director here for a long number of years. 14-9. A five-point lead for Crestview. They'll continue to serve. Serving is Bryn Putman. Her serve is good. Kanapke passing to Tegan Fortkamp, who will set for Whitley Rammel. A little dink, and they're going to call Crestview in the net. Point Fort Recovery. Side out Lady Indians. Lily Luthold will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. We're down by four, 14-10. And it's a service error out of bounds. Oh, that's our first one of the night, though. Hopefully not too many more. Now it's 15-10. And once again, Crestview serving. Good serve. Kanapke can't handle it. Ace serve for Lacey McCoy of Crestview. Lacey McCoy, who is a junior serving for Crestview. She will serve again. Here's the pass to Faith Wendell. Back to Mara Pearson, who free balls it over. Crestview on the set, the hit, and a block by Whitley Rammel. A kill block for Whitley. Her second of the night. Fort Recovery side out. 16-11 now, back to within 5 points. We need to make a run here. We need to get closer here. Time's running out in this first set. Audra Bupp serving. Come on, Audra. Good serve. It spoke too soon. It was too long. Service error. Looked good, but it was too long. Side out Crestview. Serving now is Maya Etzler. Etzler's serve is too long also. Thank you very much. We trade service errors. Side out Fort Recovery. 17-12 now. Whitley Rammel on the serve for the Lady Indians. Outstanding senior. First team All-MAC, Whitley Rammel. Good serve. Here's the set for the Lady Knights, and they got it back over. Whitley Rammel to Faith Wendell at the net. Fort Recovery tried to keep it alive, but Marissa Garkey got under the net. Point for Crestview. Side out. Crestview now serving their libero, who is Ellie Klein. Good serve dug out by Kanapke. There's a hit by Tegan Fortkamp right through the Crestview block for the point. Tegan Fortkamp on a kill. Nice job, Tegan. And Tegan will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. It's 18-13. We need a run here. Come on, Tegan. Serve is good. Dug out by Crestview. The set. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. The block by Grace Guggenbiller. Fort Recovery picks up the point. 18-14 now. Back to within four. Tegan Fortkamp will serve again. It is a good serve dug out by the Crestview Knights way on the back. Here's the hit over to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Grace Guggenbiller. And Crestview plays the hit. Here's a smash by Crestview hitting it through the block of Fort Recovery was Crestview's Lacey McCoy on the kill. That makes it 19-14. Not looking good here in this first set, but it's not over yet. Adeline Figley will serve for Crestview's Lady Knights. Ace serve off the fist there of Marissa Garkey. Timeout, Fort Recovery. It's Crestview 20, Fort Recovery 14. We'll be back.
Boars Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians on a winning season. Boars Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boars Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indians, Boars Welding.
20-14, the score. Crestview with the lead here. Continuing her serve here for the Lady Knights is Adeline Figley. Good serve dug out by Bupp. Tegan Fortkamp to Marissa Garkey. A block by Crestview and a kill. I think that was Lacey McCoy on the block. Another point for Adeline Figley. Here's the serve. Garkey to Tegan Fortkamp. Sets for Garkey. And Crestview can't play it. I'm going to go ahead and give Garkey a kill on that. Marissa Garkey with the kill. 21-15. Back to serve is Marissa. Fort Recovery down by six. Time running out here in the first set. Good serve. Dug out by Crestview. And hitting it over on the second hit and getting the kill was Callie Gregory. Gregory, a surprise second hit over the net. And she puts it down on the floor before Fort Recovery could react. And it's a point Crestview, 22-15. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Fort Recovery. And Marissa, Mara Pearson on the kill. Give Tegan Fortkamp the assist. Mara Pearson gets the kill. And for Mara, that's her first kill of the night. Back to serve for Fort Recovery is Grace Guggenbiller. 22-16 the score now. Dug out by Crestview. Well, they're in trouble, and they can't get it over. Hit it out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Grace Guggenbiller will serve again, 22-17. We need a nice run here, Grace. Good serve. Dug out by Crestview. Here's the set. The hit by the outside hitter, and it's out of bounds by Bryn Putman. Give another point to Grace Guggenbiller, and now we're back to within four. 22-18, and this time Crestview calls time. Fort Recovery trailing 22-18.
Adrian Gruby of Fort Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Fort Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at Lincoln View High School, we're playing the sectional championship match between Fort Recovery and Crestview. Fort Recovery got here by beating Delta St. John's 3-0 the other night. Crestview had the bye, so this is their first match of the tournament. An ace serve for Grace Guggenbiller. And we're getting back in this, baby. Grace Guggenbiller, an ace serve. That makes it now 22-19. Guggenbiller will serve again. It is a good serve dug out by Crestview at the net. Fort Recovery keeps it alive, and getting the kill there on the two-hand shove was Crestview's Callie Gregory. That is her third kill of the night. Side out, Crestview. That was a big point. 23-19 now, Crestview by four. Here's the serve. Good serve dug out by Marissa Garkey. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Whitley Rammel. And a block waiting on it was Maya Etzler getting the block. 24-19, and now here is your set points for Bren Putman. She will serve again. It is dug out by Mara Pearson. Tegan Fortkamp are going to say double hit on Fort Recovery, and that ends the set. 25-19. Crestview wins the first set here in this sectional championship matchup. 25-19 was the score. We'll be back with the second set. Hopefully a better outcome right after we pause for this.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years. Judy's Landscaping, located 3 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Route 49, has all the fall decorating supplies you'll need. Judy's Landscaping offers complete landscaping and planting of trees. Judy's has pumpkins, gourds, Indian corn, and much, much more. You'll like the satisfaction you get from Eric Judy of Judy's Landscaping and Fruit Farm, 3 miles north of Fort Recovery on Ohio State Route 49.
JR Manufacturing is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics. One of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products, JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talents in maintenance, production, engineering, skilled trades, and management. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Make your own schedule. We're now offering flexible schedule part-time positions. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Here we go with the second set. Crestview will have first serve in the second set here. It's a service error over the end line by Crestview's Bren Putman. That is their third service error of the night. Fort Recovery has had two. Grace Guggenbiller now serving for Fort Recovery. Guggenbiller had five service points in that first set. Good serve there. Dinked over by Crestview. Lily Luthold will set for Mara Pearson, and Mara hits it out of bounds over the end line. Mara really wasn't in a... She was kind of in a side saddle position there, and she just bumped it over to try to get, keep it in play. And there's an ace serve for Crestview. Hit just inside the back line, and nobody played it. Kelly Gregory now serving for Crestview. She will serve again. Dug out by Kanapke to Tegan Fortkamp. A smash by Whitley Rammel, blocked by Crestview. And Whitley Rammel hits it over and got the kill. Whitley Rammel, a little finesse kill there to make it 2-2 and side out Fort Recovery. Lily Lutho goes back to serve now for the Lady Indians. That's a good serve, or is it? Yes, it would have been out, but the libero for Crestview, Ellie Klein, touched it. An ill-advised touch, and we get the point. Lutho gets credit for an ace serve. Here's the next serve. Good serve. Back to Klein again. Plays it this time. A battle at the net, and Fort Recovery gets the point. Crestview cannot get it over. Double hit there. Lily Lutho picks up another service point. Luthold's serve is good again. Almost another ace, but they free ball it back. Kanapke to Tegan Fortkamp. Here's Whitley Rammel, a smash. And the block goes out of bounds off of Crestview. Whitley Rammel gets credit for the kill. Fort Recovery leads 5-2. Another service point for Lily Luthold. She'll serve it again. Good serve dug out by the libero for Crestview. Here's the smash blocked by Whitley Rammel. Battle at the net. Mara Pearson now will set for Tegan Fortkamp, and Whitley Rammel mishit it. Goes down on the Fort Recovery side. Point Crestview. So that ends the Fort Recovery serve. Back to serve now is Maya Etzler. Maya Etzler for Crestview. 5-3. Lady Indians on top by two. Ace serve off of Mara Pearson's dig. Maya Etzler gets her first ace serve of the night for the Crestview Lady Knights. We have a 5-4 score now. Fort Recovery by one. Maya Etzler will serve again. This time it is a short serve dug out by Marissa Garkey back to Mara Pearson, and Mara mishit it. It's a point for Crestview. Again, Maya Etzler serving. It's now 5-5. We're all tied up. Fort Recovery lost the first set tonight, 25-19. So we're down one set to none. There's a dig by Whitley Rammel. Faith Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel. A smash. And Crestview nicely plays that. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Kanapke to Tegan Fortkamp, who hits it over. Crestview on the set. Here comes the smash. Blocked by Whitley Rammel, but out of bounds. Give the kill there to, I believe, Adeline Figley. Going back to serve now for Crestview again is Maya Etzler. Dug out by Whitley Rammel, and it's in. They let it fall. Whitley Rammel hit it over the net on the dig. Not what she planned to do, but it came down on the Crestview side of the court and just before the sideline for a kill for Whitley Rammel. That's a dig kill. Audra Bupp on the serve. Good serve. Dug out by Crestview. The set. Here's the hit. And Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Freeballing it back is Audra Bupp. Here's Crestview on the set again. A smash. And off of Kanapke, but Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Bupp back to Crestview. And hitting it over on the second hit, Fort Recovery plays this. Here's the dink over by Tegan Fortkamp. And let's see, what are we going to call here? Tegan Fortkamp got the kill. 7-6, Lady Indians by one. Back to serve as Audra Bupp. Exciting match going on here. Two well-balanced teams. They should be. Number three seed, number four seed. Crestview, number three seed. Fort Recovery, number four seed. And they're going to call an illegal hit on Crestview. 8-6. Back to serve again is Audra Bupp. Lady Indians on top by two now. We're in the second set here. Here's the serve. There's the set for Crestview. Fort Recovery. Oh, ran into each other, and nobody could get where we needed to be to return the ball side out Crestview. Ellie Klein goes back to serve now for the Lady Knights, their libero. It is a good serve dug out by Audra Bupp. Faith Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel. A smash hits it through the block. Crestview back over to Fort Recovery. Bupp saves it. Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey. Crestview over to the net, and here's a hit back over. Oh, nice save by Bupp. Here's Marissa Garkey back over to Crestview. Klein to the net. Here's the smash. A block by Whitley Rammel. Crestview keeps it alive. Another block by Rammel. Another block by Rammel. And they're going to say Rammel was in the net. Oh, doggone it. What an effort by Whitley Rammel. Three blocks by Whitley. And not from the same spot. She just kept moving down the net. But the last one she got in the net. And that's a point, Crestview. Ellie Klein will serve again. Marissa Garkey to Faith Wendell, back to Garkey, and Garkey gets the smash. Give Faith Wendell the assist. Marissa Garkey picks up her third kill of the evening, and Fort Recovery now back in the lead, 9-8. It was tied there, 8-8. Here's Whitley Rammel on the serve. Serve is a service error. Under the net, actually. She just mishit that one. Side out Crestview. It's tied 9-9. Good serve by the Lady Knights. Here's Faith Wendell setting for Marissa Garkey. A smash. Crestview gets it back over. Bupp passing to Wendell, who sets for Guggenbiller. And Guggenbiller gets the kill. Give Gracie a kill on that one. She's one of the seniors for Fort Recovery, and it's 10-9. Fort Recovery takes the lead again. And Tegan Fortcamp will go back to serve. Lady Indians need this win. They lose here. We're down 2-0. That would be tough to come back. Crestview plays the serve. Tegan Fortcamp back to Crestview. And hitting it over, and they're going to say she's in the net. Crestview's Callie Gregory tried to hit it over on the second hit that time, but got into the net. So point Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortcamp will serve again. Good serve, and line drive serve, ace serve, an excellent serve by Tegan Fortcamp. Her third service point of the night, her first ace, and it's 12-9, Lady Indians by three. Tegan Fortcamp serves again, dug out by Crestview's Adeline Figley, free balling it over as Klein. Here's the set by Tegan Fortcamp to Marissa Garkey, and Garkey slams it through the Crestview block. Give Garkey a kill, and Fort Recovery now leads 13-9. Tegan Fortcamp back to serve again. Here's Tegan's serve. It's good. Dug out by Klein. Here's the pass to the net, and they mishit it. Out of bounds, Fort Recovery's point. Tegan Fortcamp picks up another point, and it's 14-9 now. Fort Recovery leads by five here in the second set, and Crestview wants timeout. We'll be back in just a moment from Lincoln View High School near Van Wert.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What defines an effective true vertical tillage tool? The new Great Plains TurboMax does. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seedbed and delivers the desired residue coverage without creating compaction. Call K&L Tractor Sales today or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio to see what the TurboMax can do for you. K&L Tractor in Great Plains, harvest starts here.
Certainly thanks to all the sponsors, you folks here in the broadcast, to make it possible for us to be here on WPGW Radio and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Again, thanks to our studio producers tonight, Eric Catterly at the radio station, and Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com, and Cole Mollenkamp is back at the studios for FortRecoveryRadio.com in downtown Fort Recovery. 14-9 score. Lady Indians on top here. Tegan Fortcamp will serve again. She's had a little run going here. Here comes the serve. It's a good serve dug out by Crestview. The set, the smash, and a block. Crestview plays it back to Fort Recovery. Knapke to Tegan Forkamp. Marissa Garkey slams it through the Crestview block. Lady Indians are rolling now as Tegan Forkamp picks up another service point, another kill for Garkey, her fifth kill tonight. 15-9, Lady Indians on top by six. Here's Forkamp again. Another good serve. Hit way back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Forkamp sets for Grace Guggenbiller. She hit it in! Down in the corner! Kill for Grace Guggenbiller. That's her second kill of the evening. 16-9 now, Fort Recovery leading. Here's Tegan Forkamp serving again. She's had a bunch in a row here. Good serve dug out this time by Adeline Figley. Here's Klein freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Forkamp will set for Marissa Garkey. She can't get that kill this time. Get back over to Fort Recovery. Knapke to Tegan Forkamp. Here's a hit by Lily Luthold. Lily gets the kill. Lily Luthold from the outside hitting position on the right. And Fort Recovery leads 17-9. And Tegan Forkamp still serving. Lady Indians having a roll here. Just what we needed. Here's Forkamp again. Good serve. And ace serve. That went off of Lexi Parrish of Crestview. Tegan Forkamp's second ace serve of the night. And Crestview calls time again. Fort Recovery 18 and Crestview 9 here in the second set. Again, we lost the first set. Crestview 25, Fort Recovery 19. We'll be back in a moment.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Playing the sectional championship here tonight, Fort Recovery and Crestview in the sectional title matchup. Tegan Forkamp will continue her long serve here. Here comes the serve. It's a good one dug out by Klein on the back line. Here's a smash, a block by Fort Recovery. Crestview plays it. Back to Fort Recovery. Lily Luthold bumps it, and nobody can play it. Doggone it. Oh, man. Side out, Crestview. Ran into each other there, and nobody can get to the volleyball after Luthold hit it up. Here comes Crestview's serve. It's a good one. Dug out by Bump to Tegan Forkamp. Grace Guggenbiller a smash, and they're going to say she was in the net. Point Crestview. Service point for Lacey McCoy, who is serving now. She'll serve again. 18-11. 18-12 should be. Tegan Forkamp on the set. A smash by Marissa Garkey. Got the kill. Marissa Garkey with the kill. I guess it's 19-11 now. Fort Recovery up by 8 here. And Garkey will go back to serve. Let's finish him off here, Marissa. Marissa's serve is... I think that was going to be too long, but they played it. Thank you much. Back to Fort Recovery. Guggenbiller to Tegan Forkamp. Back to Guggenbiller. And she gets the kill. Hitting it just inside the sideline towards the back on the far side. For Guggenbiller, that's kill, at least kill number 3 for her. Service point for Marissa Garkey. And she will serve again. It's 20-11. This serve is a good one, dug out by Crestview. Back over to Fort Recovery. Tegan Forkamp sets for Mara Pearson. And got the kill. Mara Pearson from the outside hitting position. Her second kill of the evening. It's now 21-11. Lady Indians are just dominating here in this second set. Marissa Garkey picks up another service point. She serves again here. 21-11, Fort Recovery by 10. Good serve. Dug out by Crestview. Here's a smash. A block.
block by Grace Guggenbiller, and Fort Recovery picks up the point again. 22-11. Boy, everything is going our way here. I'm not complaining. Marissa Garkey serving again for Fort Recovery. And it is a good serve, dug out by Crestview. Just going to have to free ball it over. Oh, they got a lucky kill there. Maya Etzler gets the kill. Almost a desperation hit, but hey, you know, they count. 22-12, Fort Recovery by 10. There's a let serve played by Garkey. And what now? We're going to call a double hit on Fort Recovery. Point for Crestview. Bryn Putman is serving here for the Lady Knights. It's a good serve dug out by Kanapke to Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp sets for Mara Pearson, the side hit, but it goes out of bounds. Another point for Crestview. 22-14 now. Lead is cut to 8. Not time to panic. Just play good volleyball, ladies. Here's a good serve dug out by Aubrey Kanapke, the Tegan Fortkamp. A hit by Mara Pearson, played by Crestview. Dinking it over. Saved by Tegan Fortkamp, and Marissa Garkey just has to free ball it back. Here's the set for Crestview. A block by Lily Luthold. Lily Luthold on the block. Point Fort Recovery. That was from the middle hitting spot there, or the middle hitting, the middle position on defense. 23-14. It is a good serve by Guggenbiller. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery, and they got the kill. I'm pretty sure that was Maya Etzler with the kill. Yeah. 23-15, Fort Recovery still leading. Crestview trying to eat away at the lead here. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Whitley Rammel. Crestview plays it back to Fort Recovery. Fortkamp saves it. Here's Mara Pearson, a nice hit back to Crestview. The set, a block by Whitley Rammel. Fort Recovery picks up the point. Nice block by Whitley. It's 24-15. Here is your set points. Lily Luthold serving. And it is a good serve to Klein, the libero on the back line. To the front it goes. A smash. Blocked by Fort Recovery. And I think that was Whitley Rammel who got the block. And that's it. Fort Recovery wins the second set, 25-15. Lady Indians have tied this up at 1-1. That was a huge win for Fort Recovery. We'll be back in a moment here at the Lincoln View High School near Van Wert. Sectional championship matchup. We're tied at one set apiece. Fort Recovery wins the second set, 25-15.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Calp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Medicare Part D open enrollment is going on October 15th through December 7th. Oftentimes, open enrollment can be a difficult process to navigate. Let a Medicare Part D specialist help you by scheduling an appointment to review plans that work best for your medications. Call 419-375-2323 to schedule an appointment today. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission, and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fours Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians on a winning season. Fours Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Fours Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indians, Vores Welding. Adrian Gruby of Fort Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Fort Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back at Lincoln View High School. First match tonight, the first sectional championship tonight, went to Lincoln View as they defeated Wayne Trace 25-11, 25-18, 25-20. Here in this sectional championship, we're going to go at least four sets now as we're tied at one set apiece. Crestview won the first set 25-19. Fort Recovery won the second set 25-15. Grace Guggenbiller serving first for Fort Recovery. Here is a block by Fort Recovery. And I think that's going to be Lily Luthold with the block. Fort Recovery gets the point. 1-0, Lady Indians off to a good start here. Good serve, or is it? Nope, too long. Service error, that's service error number four on the Lady Indians this evening. And we're tied at one apiece. Crestview's with the serve on the side out. Kanapke to Tegan Fort Kemp. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel, and she crushes that one. Kill number five for Whitley tonight. Lily Luthold serving here for Fort Recovery. It's 2-1. Luthold serve is a good one. Dug out by Ellie Klein, and she can't get it. It veers off to the right. Ace serve for Lily Luthold. Luthold will serve again. That's her second ace of the evening, by the way. Ellie Klein digs this one out. Here's the set for Crestview, a little dink over. Aubrey Kanapke to Marissa Garkey. Garkey hits it back to Crestview. Here's the set, and they're going to call a double hit on Crestview. Double hit on the Crestview Lady Knights. Point for Lily Luthold and Fort Recovery. It's now 4-1. Lady Indians off to a fast start here in this third set. Boy, it'd be great to win this set. You'd go up 2-1. Lily Luthold serving. Another good one. Ellie Klein digs it out to the net. Here's a dink over. Played by Lily Luthold to Tegan Fort Kemp. Mara Pearson will free ball it over, and they're going to call a double hit on Fort Recovery. That was a tough call. Point. Crestview back to serve now is Callie Gregory. Gregory's serve is dug out by Mara Pearson. Back to Mara on the hit. Nice hit there, but Crestview's able to play it. Ellie Klein will set. Now freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. Aubrey Kanapke. Here's Whitley Rammel. And it's in for the kill. Wow, what a blast. The linesman had to get out of the way of that one. Whitley Rammel put that baby down. She's starting to warm up now. Kill number six for Whitley. Here's Audra Bupp back to serve for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. It's a good serve dug out there. Ellie Klein will bump it up, freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. Aubrey Kanapke to Faith Wendell. Wendell to Marissa Garkey. There's your textbook offensive play. Marissa Garkey gets the kill. Faith Wendell on the assist. Audra Bupp picks up the service point. She's not had a chance to pick up many service points tonight, so maybe she'll have a little run here. 6-2, Lady Indians lead by four. Good serve there, dug out by Ellie Klein. Here's the set for Crestview, the hit. And there's the kill by the outside hitter, Maya Etzler. Maya was pretty dominant in the first set tonight, but she kind of cooled off there a little bit. She will go back to serve here for Crestview. Maya Etzler, good serve. Up passes to Wendell. Here's the free ball over by Tegan Fortkamp. Set for Crestview to hit back to Fort Recovery. Wendell to Bupp, or to Kanapke, I should say. Hitting it back over is Fort Recovery. A smash and a block for Whitley Rammel. Whitley Rammel picks up her fifth block of the night. She hasn't had a lot of kills tonight. I mean, six. For her, that's not a lot, but she's had five blocks, six kills and five blocks, and Whitley goes back to serve. Good serve, dug out by Ellie Klein, and Crestview runs into each other and can't make the return. I'm going to go ahead and give Whitley an ace on that one. Ace serve for Whitley Rammel. 8-3, Lady Indians lead by five. Boy, things are just going so well here for Fort Recovery after we had that tough first set. Another serve by Whitley. It's a good one. They might have should have let that go, but they didn't. Back to Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel to Marissa Garkey, and Garkey gets a kill. And timeout. Crestview, as Fort Recovery has taken a 9-3 lead here in this third set. We'll be back in just a moment.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
In Fort Recovery's coaching staff, Travis Guggenbiller is the head coach. Tiffany McEldowney, an assistant. Chloe Showalter is the JV coach. Teresa Leonard's the freshman coach. They work well together. Fort Recovery is humming here right now at the moment. 9-3, Lady Indians on top over Crestview. We're tied at one set apiece. Fort Recovery lost the first set 25-19. We won the second set 25-15. Served there by Whitley Rammel. A service error. That's our fifth service error of the evening. Which, if you've heard me broadcast before, you know I've indicated that's one of our problem points this year. We just can't seem to keep from getting those service errors. Marissa Garkey is smashed, and she got the kill. Puts it down right in front of Ellie Klein, the libero who couldn't get there. Back to serve now is Tegan Fortkamp. Here comes the serve. It's a good one. Dug out by the Lady Knights. The set at the net. They hit back to Fort Recovery, and they're going to call Fort Recovery in the net. They said Marissa Garkey got in the net there. So that's point Crestview. Adeline Figley serving. Good serve. Marissa Garkey dinks it over. Crestview responds, but they hit it out of bounds. Give the kill to Marissa Garkey. We'll take it. That is kill number 10 for her tonight for Marissa Garkey. How about that? She's having a great match this evening. And Marissa will go back to serve. She wears number 2 on her purple and white uniform. Here comes the serve for Marissa. Uh-oh, too long. There's our old bugaboo. That's 6 service errors now for Fort Recovery this evening. 11-6. Crestview's only down by 5 here. About halfway through this third set. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Lily Luthold, and Lily puts it down for the kill. Lely Luthold, one of the seniors, gets a big kill there. Makes it 12-6 now. Fort Recovery by 6. And Grace Guggenbiller going back to serve now. It's a good serve. Here's the set for Crestview. The hit and hitting it through the block. But Fort Recovery plays it. There's Mara Pearson getting a kill as she hits it through the Crestview block. That's her third kill of the night. That wasn't exactly a vicious hit, but hey, it got through the block and fell on the floor. Kill for Mara Pearson. 13-6. Fort Recovery by 7. Another serve by Grace Guggenbiller. That's good. Back over to Fort Recovery. Oh, a nice save there by Garkey. Hitting it back is Lily Luthold. Crestview on the set. Here's the hit back over, and Etzler got the kill for Crestview. Maya Etzler with the kill. She has had 5 kills this evening. Back to serve is Bryn Putman. She's a pretty good server. She has 9 service points for them tonight. 13-7, Lady Indians on top by 6 here in the third set. Good serve dug out by Marissa Garkey. Tegan Forkamp will set for Whitley Rammel. Whitley shoves it through the block by Crestview, and they're going to call a double hit on Crestview. I do not like that call. I've said that before if you've listened to me. I don't care which side it's on. Anyway, that was the call. Lily Luthold on the serve here. And back over to Fort Recovery, and we can't play it. So, point Crestview, side out Crestview. Back to serve for them now is Callie Gregory. 14-8 score. Lady Indians on top by 6. Good serve. Kanapke passing to Faith Wendell. Here is Whitley Rammel. He puts it down right past Lacey McCoy on the back line. Whitley Rammel with another kill. Kill number 7 for her. Back to serve now is Audra Bupp again. Audra's serve is a good one. Dug out by Ellie Klein, the libero for Crestview. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell back over to Crestview. Klein will hit it back to Fort Recovery. Bupp to Wendell. Wendell to Rammel, and Rammel got the kill. Whitley Rammel on the kill. And it's 16-8. Fort Recovery smoothing along here. Lady Indians on top here in the third set. 16-8. Timeout again. We'll be back in a moment.
Beauty's Landscaping, located 3 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Route 49, has all the fall decorating supplies you'll need. Judy's Landscaping offers complete landscaping and planting of trees. Judy's has pumpkins, gourds, Indian corn, and much, much more. You'll like the satisfaction you get from Eric Judy of Judy's Landscaping and Fruit Farm, 3 miles north of Fort Recovery on Ohio State Route 49.
Back here at the Lincoln View High School. I want to thank the athletic director, Greg Leaf, for his hospitality tonight. Helped us out with our site to broadcast from this evening. We're the only radio station here tonight broadcasting this match. Audra Bupp will serve again. Good serve dug out by Ellie Klein of Crestview. Here's the set. Klein will hit it back over to Fort Recovery. Kanapke to Faith Wendell. Wendell sets for Whitley Rammel, and Whitley rams it down from the middle hitting position. Kill number 9 for Whitley Rammel. Another service point for Audra Bupp. 17-8, Fort Recovery leads by 9. Bupp serves again, dug out by Klein to the net. Here's the dink over by Etzler, and they end up getting the point. I'm going to go ahead and give Etzler a kill on that. Maya Etzler. 17-9, and Maya Etzler goes back to serve now for the Crestview Lady Knights. 16-6 on the year is Crestview. Fort Recovery at 12-11. Fort Recovery just had an amazing save there, and there's a miss hit into the net by Lacey McCoy of Crestview, and Fort Recovery gets side out. 18-9 now. Here's Whitley Rammel serving for the Lady Indians. First team all-conference Whitley Rammel. Good serve. Ace serve for Whitley Rammel. That is her second ace of the night. 19-9 now. Lady Indians by 10. Whitley Rammel will serve once more. It's a good serve again. Crestview has trouble, but they free ball it over. Tegan Fortkamp to Faith Wendell, who will set for Marissa Garkey. A block by Crestview. Played by Garkey back over to Crestview. Klein will set for Crestview. Back over to Fort Recovery. And Fort Recovery kept it alive, but hit it out of bounds. Point, Crestview. Ellie Klein goes back to serve for Crestview. 19-10 now. Fort Recovery by 9. Good serve. Faith Wendell to Marissa Garkey. A nice smash, but Crestview kept it alive. Played it. Here's the dig by Fort Recovery. The hit by Tegan Fortkamp. A block. And there's the point for Crestview. I think that was probably Adeline Figley with the block there. 19-11 now. Service point for Ellie Klein. She'll go back to serve again. Dug out by Audra Buff. Faith Wendell to Marissa Garkey. Garkey on the hit from the outside hitting position. Crestview plays it back. Wendell will set again for Garkey. Garkey on the cross-court hit, but it goes out of bounds. Point Crestview. 19-12 now. Lady Knights sneaking back in this. And it is too long. Service error. Thank you very much. Ellie Klein hits it over the end line. Point Fort Recovery. It's 20-12. Here's Tegan Fortkamp serving now for the Lady Indians. Tegan, only a sophomore. Good serve. And Crestview can't return it. I'm going to go ahead and give her an ace serve on that one, which would be her third ace serve of the night. Tegan Fortkamp bouncing the volleyball. We lead 21-12. Next serve is a service error into the net. That is 7 service errors now on Fort Recovery this evening, whereas Crestview's only had 4, so they have the advantage there. Here's the serve by Adeline Figley of Crestview. Good serve. Fortkamp will set for Marissa Garkey. A soft little dink over. Here's a smash and a block by Fort Recovery. I think that was Marissa Garkey on the block. That makes it now 22-13. Side out Fort Recovery, and Garkey will go back to serve. Bounces the volleyball. Fort Recovery a very comfortable lead here. 22-13 in the third set. We are tied at 1 set apiece. Back to Fort Recovery. Knapke will set for Mara Pearson, and it's blocked by Crestview. Looked like maybe Callie Gregory got the block there. Point Crestview, and it's now 22-14. Back to serve is Lacey McCoy. McCoy's serve is dug out by Aubrey Knapke, but she was at almost with her back to the volleyball and couldn't get it to where she wanted it to go. Ace serve there for Crestview. For Lacey McCoy. Another ace serve. Yep. Another ace serve. Couldn't get it over. 22-16. This is not over yet. Here's another serve dug out by Aubrey Knapke to Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp setting for Grace Guggenbiller. A miss hit for Grace into the net. Another point for Crestview. 22-17. Timeout Fort Recovery now. Crestview back to within 5 points.
JR Manufacturing is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics. One of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products, JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talent in maintenance, production, engineering, skilled trades, and management. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
Back here once again at Lincoln View High School near Van Wert, Ohio. We have a score of 22-17. Fort Recovery leads here in the third set, but Crestview making a run. Good serve there by Crestview. Here's Mara Pearson dinking it over. Crestview plays it, the set. And Etzler dinks it over. Saved by Tegan Fortkamp, but she hit the antenna when she dug it out. Another point for Crestview. This is starting to get concerning here now. It's 22-18. Crestview back to within four. Another good serve dug out by Whitley Rammel. Tegan Fortkamp back to Rammel. She hits it over. And got the kill. The very deep hit by Whitley off of Ellie Klein, the libero. And Whitley Rammel gets kill number 10. Couldn't have come at a better time. Grace Guggenbiller back to serve. 23-18. Lady Indians by five. Good serve there. Here's the set by Crestview. Back to Fort Recovery. Guggenbiller will pass to Tegan Fortkamp, who sets for Whitley Rammel. And she gets another kill. This time, one of her little dink kills. 24-18. Fort Recovery to set point here. Let's get her done, gals. And it's too long serve by Grace Guggenbiller. Service error number 8 on the night for Fort Recovery. Back to serve now is Bryn Putman for Crestview. Good serve dug out by Aubrey Bupp. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Whitley Rammel. And that's it! She got the kill. Whitley Rammel, a thundering hit. And it's 25-19. Fort Recovery wins the third set. We lead 2-1. Can we nail it down here in this fourth set coming up? We'll find out. Stay with us. Fort Recovery leading 2-1 in this sectional championship matchup. We'll be back in a moment.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses that stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
We're back at Lincoln View High School, one set away from a sectional championship for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Moving on to the Van Wert District. If we win tonight, we'll play Lincoln View next Tuesday. It will be the second match around 7:30 next Tuesday from Van Wert High School. Lincoln View and Fort Recovery in a semifinal of the district. The other semifinal will most likely be St. Henry and Marion Local. Not for sure, but that's my guess. I know St. Henry won tonight. I don't know about Marion Local yet. So we're up 2-1 now after a pretty rough first set there. We didn't look very good in the first set. Looked lethargic. Crestview looked like they were going to come out and take control of this match, but
Lady Indians have played great the last two sets and now lead 2-1. Here's Crestview serving. Dug out by Aubrey Kanapke. Here's a smash by Lily Luthold. A block by Crestview, and they get the point. I think that might have been Callie Gregory with the block. 1-0. Crestview takes the early lead here in the fourth set. Of course, they have to win this set to keep alive. And there is a hit back over by Fort Recovery, and Crestview free balls it back. Tegan Fortkamp sets for Mara Pearson. A deep hit. Hey, she hits it through the block and gets the point. Mara Pearson on the kill. Nice kill for Mara. They were waiting on that. She had a tough hit there to get that through. Here's Grace Guggenbiller. Good serve. And dinking it over is Etzler. Playing as Tegan Fortkamp back to Crestview. Here's Etzler again, and she gets the kill. Maya Etzler with the kill for Crestview from the middle hitting position. And that makes it now 2-1. Crestview on top. In the fourth set, Fort Recovery leads 2-1. Good serve there by Crestview. Marissa Garkey hits it back to Ellie Klein for Crestview. Here's Maya Etzler on a hit, played by Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp free balls it over. Klein will pass to the net. Here's a smash, blocked by Fort Recovery. Back to Fort Recovery. Nice save by Kanapke. Here's Whitley Rammel. That's a kill! Little cross-court shove by Whitley Rammel. Not one of her thundering hits, but hey, they all count. And that is kill number 13 for Whitley Rammel. Back is Lily Luthold to serve now. We're tied at 2-2. Luthold's serve is good. Dug out by Ellie Klein to the net. Here's a smash. And Maya Etzler gets another kill. No, she hit it out of bounds. She thought she had the kill. Maya Etzler hits it out of bounds. Lily Luthold with the service point. She will serve again. It's 3-2. Lady Indians on top by 1. Smash. And that is going to be a point for Fort Recovery. Crestview thought that might have been tipped, and I did too. But the officials did not rule it that way. Give Fort Recovery the point. 4-2, Lady Indians. And there's a service error by Lily Luthold. Service error number 9 on us tonight. Oh, come on, gals. Help yourselves out. 9 service errors this evening. Here's Maya Etzler serving for Crestview. It is a good serve dug out by Kanapke. Pearson to Garkey. Garkey hits it back over to Crestview. Here's the set for them. The hit and the kill for Adeline Figley. She's the one that had the kill a moment ago that I think probably should have counted, but the officials missed the tip. 4-4, we're all tied up. Maya Etzler serving. Whitley Rammel puts it down back in the back corner for the kill. Kill number 14 for Whitley. 5-4, Lady Indians lead by 1, and back to serve is Audra Kanapke. Let me take that back. It's Audra Bupp back to serve. Number 1 on her uniform. Audra Bupp serve is a... You don't want to know. It's a service error. Service error number 10 on us tonight, whereas Crestview's only had 4. That's a big advantage. Good serve there. Aubrey Kanapke to the front. There's Whitley Rammel hitting it back over. Ellie Klein will set. Kanapke passing to Wendell, who will set for Marissa Garkey. Crestview back to Fort Recovery. And Faith Wendell wanted the set for Whitley Rammel, and just didn't work out. Whitley couldn't make contact. Point Crestview. Here's Allie Klein back to serve now. Good serve. Smash by Tegan Fortkamp. Played by the Lady Knights back to Fort Recovery. Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel back to Fort Recovery. Wendell sets for Rammel again. Another save by Ellie Klein of Crestview. Another hit. Blocked by Whitley Rammel. Crestview free balls it back over. Here's Wendell setting for Marissa Garkey. Can't get the kill. There's another set for Crestview. Dinking it over. A block by Tegan Fortkamp. Tegan gets the block. 6-6. We're all tied up. Rob Weaver here at Lincoln View High School. Eric Catterly is our studio producer at the radio station, WPGW AM and FM in Portland. Another good serve by Whitley Rammel. Back over to Fort Recovery. Rammel digs it out. Wendell. Here's a smash by Marissa Garkey. A block. And Fort Recovery free balls it back. Tegan Fortkamp kept that alive. Here's the smash and a block by Tegan Fortkamp, but it's out of bounds. Deflected out of bounds off the block. Point for Crestview. Adeline Figley serving here for Crestview. It's a let serve, but dug out by Fort Recovery. Wendell will set for Tegan Fortkamp, and she puts it down. Kill for Tegan Fortkamp. That is number 4 in the kill department for her. And we're tied at 7-7, and Tegan will go back to serve. Fort Recovery wins this set. It's over. Crestview wins the set. We go to a fifth set. Right now, it's anybody's set here, and there's a kill for Crestview's Bryn Putman. That makes it 8-7 now. Crestview leads by 1. Side out Lady Knights, and going back to serve is Lacey McCoy. McCoy's serve is dug out by Audra Bupp. Here's Grace Guggenbiller dinking it over. Crestview did a nice job of saving that. They just free ball it back to Fort Recovery. Fortkamp setting for Marissa Garkey, and she puts it down. Marissa having one of her better matches of the year. 11 kills now for Marissa Garkey. And Marissa will go back to serve. 8-8 tie here in this fourth set. Fort Recovery leads 2-1. Dug out by Crestview to the net. They can't get there in time. Point Fort Recovery. Garkey doing the serving here. She will serve again. Lady Indians on top, 9-8. Another good serve dug out by Crestview. Here's the set, the outside hitter. Fort Recovery plays it. Here's a hit by Marissa Garkey, and they battle at the net. What's the call? They say Fort Recovery gets the wins the battle. Mara Pearson, give her credit for the kill. Two players battling at the net for that, and the call went to Fort Recovery. They say it got deflected out of bounds by Crestview. Garkey on the serve. Dug out by Crestview, but they hit it out of bounds. Another point. Fort Recovery, it's now 11-8, and Fort Recovery starting to pull away here in this critical fourth set. Again, it's Crestview win or die here. Marissa Garkey back to serve. Crestview's coach Tammy Gregory talking it over with one of the officials. Here we go with Garkey's serve. It is a good serve. Dug out by Crestview. Klein will pass, and this free-balling it over was Etzler. Tegan Fortkamp. And what happened there? They say Grace Guggenbiller hit it out of bounds. Side out Crestview. Here's Bryn Putman back to serve for the Lady Knights. It's 11-9. Fort Recovery leads by 2 here in this fourth set. Here's Mara Pearson, a nice hit, and she got the kill. Mara Pearson, a nice kill for her. She's having one of her better matches. 6 kills for Mara tonight. Grace Guggenbiller will serve again. Good serve dug out by Klein on the back line. Here's the hit back over by Etzler. The set for Mara Pearson, a deep hit, played by Crestview, back over to Fort Recovery. And getting the kill there, hitting it where nobody was Callie Gregory. For her, that is her fourth kill of the evening. And it's 12-10. Fort Recovery still leads by two. Crestview serving. Here is Callie Gregory serving, dug out by Marissa Garkey to Tegan Forkamp. Here's Whitley Rammel. A blast, but it's out of bounds over the end line. Point Crestview. Now it's 12-11. Fort Recovery only leads by one. Dug out by Marissa Garkey to Tegan Forkamp. Here's Whitley Rammel hitting it back to Crestview. The set and the hit. A block, but it's out of bounds. Give the kill there to Crestview's Adeline Figley, and we've got ourselves a tie score here, 12-12 in this fourth set. Back to serve is Callie Gregory again. Good serve at the net. Back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Forkamp, Tamara Pearson, and mishit it. Point Crestview, and Crestview has taken the lead. Wait! Wait, they say Crestview was in the net. Take the point away. Crestview in the net, take the point away, and Fort Recovery goes up 13-12. Wow. Crestview just hasn't seemed to have had any breaks tonight. Lily Luthold with a good serve for Fort Recovery. Here's a smash, a block by Whitley Rammel. Crestview will play it again. Hit back by Etzler. Here's Tegan Forkamp hitting it over on the second hit. And Etzler hits it back on the second hit for Crestview. Here's Whitley Rammel circling. A smash and got the kill. Whitley Rammel with her 15th kill of this match. And Fort Recovery leads 14-12. Coach Travis Guggenbiller out there working very hard. We're in the sectional championship matchup tonight here, folks. Crestview and Fort Recovery from Lincoln View High School. Here's a smash by Crestview, and oh, Fort Recovery kept it alive. Crestview on the hit, blocked by Whitley Rammel. Crestview trying to free ball it back, and they do. Luthold to Tegan Forkamp, now to Mara Pearson. Mara can't get the kill, and Crestview can't make the return. Point Fort Recovery, 15-12. Lily Luthold picks up the service point. She'll serve again. It's a good serve. I got by Ellie Klein, the libero for Crestview. Here's the hit by Etzler, played by Fort Recovery. Here's Kanapke setting for Whitley Rammel. A block. I think it went out of bounds. Yep, Whitley Rammel gets the kill. That was a block by Crestview's Adeline Figley, and it went out of bounds. Timeout Crestview. Fort Recovery's taken a 16-12 lead here in this fourth set. We win this, baby. We've won the match. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Calp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Don't let the flu bug keep you and your family from staying healthy. As flu season gets underway, Calp Pharmacy can help you prepare for this flu season. Calp Pharmacy has a variety of over-the-counter cold and flu medication and is offering flu vaccines. Schedule your flu shot ahead of time by calling Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 1-800-686-2314. Or just stop in. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Well, what a fantastic match going on here for Fort Recovery. Again, it started terrible tonight. Crestview really pretty much dominated that first set. That wasn't awful, but it was discouraging. But Fort Recovery has come back here, played quite well the last two sets, and then this set as well. We lead 16-12. Lily Luthold serving, the senior. Oh, it's in the net for a service error. Service error number 11 now for Fort Recovery. Too many. Crestview gets a break. That makes it 16-13. They trail by three. Back to serve is Maya Etzler for Crestview. She's their top hitter. There's no question about it. Good serve there. Dug out by Mara Pearson. A smash by Whitley Rammel. And she got the kill. Whitley Rammel on the kill. Number 17 for her. Back to serve is Audra Bupp. We lead 17-13. I'm smelling a sectional championship, folks. It's not over yet, but we're looking pretty good here. Good serve by Audra Bupp. Crestview has trouble. Free balls it back. There's Kanapke to Wendell. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel. Just a little bit off. She mishit that into the net. Point Crestview. 17-14 now. Ellie Klein back to serve for Crestview. She's their libero. Good serve dug out by our libero. And here is waiting on it at the net. And a kill was Crestview's Lacey McCoy. 17-15. Give Ellie Klein a service point. Here we go again. Aubrey Kanapke to Faith Wendell. Wendell to Garkey. Got the kill. Marissa Garkey, give Wendell the assist. Garkey with the kill. And for her, that's kill number 12 tonight for Marissa Garkey. Garkey and Whitley Rammel, the top two hitters for us this evening. Whitley Rammel will serve. It is out of bounds. Another service error. Number 12 on the night. Crestview side out. They trail 18-16. Good serve here. Garkey to Faith Wendell. Back to Garkey. And she hits it for the kill. It was blocked there, but it went out of bounds. Garkey with the kill. Now 19-16. Back to serve now is Tegan Fortkamp. Here's the serve by Tegan. Good serve. Played by Crestview back on the second hit. Tegan Fortkamp to Grace Guggenbiller. A block by Lacey McCoy in the middle there to get the kill. 19-17. Crestview trails by two. Good serve dug out by Audra Bupp. Tegan Fortkamp to Marissa Garkey. And they're going to say Garkey's hit the antenna there, which that's out of bounds. The antenna is the little antenna that sticks up on each side of the net, kind of marks the boundary lines for the net. Good serve by Crestview. Dink over by Marissa Garkey. Here's Etzler, a dink back to Fort Recovery. And Etzler was waiting on it at the net and slams it down for the kill. And that makes it tied at 19-19. We've got ourselves a dogfight here, 19-19. We'll be back in a moment. In the fourth set, Fort Recovery leads 2-1, and Crestview will be serving.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Serving for Crestview is Lacey McCoy. McCoy is a junior on this Crestview squad. We're tied 19-19, fourth set. Crestview has to win this set to stay in the match. It is a good serve. Dug out by Garkey to Tegan Fortkamp. Back to Garkey. A hit down the middle, played by Crestview. Thinking it over is Maya Etzler. Played by Tegan Fortkamp. Back to Crestview. Etzler back over to Fort Recovery. Bup to Tegan Fortkamp. Sets for Marissa Garkey. Slams it down. Garkey with another kill. What a match she is having. Number 14 for Marissa Garkey. Wow. Garkey goes back to serve. You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Exciting sectional match tonight from Lincoln View. And hitting it out of bounds was Maya Etzler for Crestview over the inline. Point Fort Recovery. It's now 21-19. Fort Recovery leads by two. Garkey serving again. Ace serve for Garkey. Ace serve for Marissa Garkey. That makes it now 22-19. Lady Indians by three. Timeout Crestview. We'll be back. Hold on to your hats. We'll return in a moment.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, we knew this was going to be a dogfight. Number 3 seed Crestview, number 4 seed Fort Recovery. They were only 1 point apart in the voting for the seeds. Fort Recovery leading 2-1, leading here in the crucial fourth set, 22-19. Marissa Garkey goes back to serve again. Here it comes. And it's dug out by Crestview. Here's the set. There's Maya Etzler. It's out, they say. Oh, that was close. I just tell you, Crestview is not getting any breaks. Here's Marissa Garkey. Good serve. Here's the set. The dink block by Fort Recovery. Etzler back over to Fort Recovery. 23-19 score. Mara Pearson hits it through. Here's the set for Crestview. Etzler hits it back. Bup to Tegan Fortkamp. Here's the free ball back over. Back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp passes to Kanapke, who sets for Marissa Garkey. Garkey comes up from the back and slams it down again. Marissa Garkey with another kill. 24-19. Here is the match point. Garkey serving. Good serve by Marissa. And back to Fort Recovery, played by Guggenbiller to Tegan Fortkamp. Mara Pearson. Mara got the match winning point. Mara Pearson on the kill. And Fort Recovery has won this championship tonight, winning the fourth set 25-19, and we move on to the district semifinals next Tuesday against the Lincoln View Lady Lancers. What a match tonight. Fort Recovery losing the first set 25-19, winning the second set 25-15, winning the third set 25-19, winning the fourth set 25-19. Wow. Hey, stay tuned. We'll be back to wrap it up in just a moment. Don't go away.
Vohr's Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians on a winning season. Vohr's Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Vohr's Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indians, Vohr's Welding. Adrian Gruby of Fort Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Fort Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
Judy's Landscaping, located 3 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Route 49, has all the fall decorating supplies you'll need. Judy's Landscaping offers complete landscaping and planting of trees. Judy's has pumpkins, gourds, Indian corn, and much, much more. You'll like the satisfaction you get from Eric Judy of Judy's Landscaping and Fruit Farm, 3 miles north of Fort Recovery on Ohio State Route 49.
JR Manufacturing is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics, one of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products. JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talent in maintenance, production, engineering, skilled trades, and management. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
We are back here at the Lincoln View High School. The Lady Indians are high-fiving each other and congratulating each other and the coaches and the players. And wow, what a match. Fort Recovery sectional champions. They beat Crestview tonight 3-1 in a thriller. And especially since we got off to a slow start this evening. We survived 12 service errors that we have had tonight, despite the fact that we made those. We still were managed to hang in there and win this this match. Giving you some of the stats, Whitley Rammel, once again a leader on the team tonight with 17 kills, had 5 blocks. Most of those blocks came early. And she had 2 service aces as well for Whitley Rammel. Grace Guggenbiller had 3 kills, had 8 service points, 2 blocks. It was Tegan Fortkamp, a nice night. She had 10 service points, including 2 aces and 4 kills for Tegan. Mara Pearson, 7 kills for Mara, including the match winner. Congratulations to Mara. Great match tonight. Lily Luthold had a nice match with 10 service points. She also had 2 kills and unofficially had 2 blocks as well. Among her service points, she did have 2 aces. Marissa Garkey, can't say enough about Marissa. 15 kills tonight. Wow. 15 kills, 11 service points, 1 service ace. Marissa Garkey had the match of her life tonight, and the Lady Indians needed it. And Audra Bupp had 4 service points on the evening to wrap up the statistics for Fort Recovery. As far as Crestview, just real quickly, Maya Etzler was their top hitter. She had a total of 2, 4, 6, 8 kills on the night for Maya Etzler. Lacey McCoy ended up with a couple of, with actually 3 kills, had a, 3 service aces. Callie Gregory had 4 kills on the night for Crestview. Adeline Figley ended up with 4 kills on the night as well, and 1 kill for Bryn Putman. Again, Fort Recovery improves their record to 13-11 now as they head to the district against Lincoln View on Tuesday of next week. That match will be at Van Wert. And Crestview finishes out a very nice year, 16-7 on the season. Once again, the Fort Recovery Lady Indians made it happen when they had to. After falling behind 1-0, losing that first set 25-19, they came back, dominated in the second set 25-15. And then the last 2 sets were pretty much dogfights, with Fort Recovery winning both of them 25-19, 25-19. Congratulations to the Lady Indians. They repeat as sectional champions. They will head to the district semifinal next Tuesday, again playing against Lincoln View. And I believe the first semifinal next Tuesday is probably going to be St. Henry and Marion Local. So for our great sponsors who made it possible for us to be here, for our studio producers, including Eric Catterley at the radio station, and Cole Mollenkamp, and Neil Spencer at FortRecoveryRadio.com, I'm Rob Weaver saying goodnight from Lincoln View High School.
You've been listening to exciting high school volleyball action on WPGW Radio. This broadcast has been presented by the sports-minded sponsors you've heard during this coverage. When you want local sports coverage, you'll find it right here on WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.